my God, you guys are my favorite.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The one and only
Rich Eisen.
I know what I'm talking about. That's the headline.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Magic Johnson, he kind of summed it all up for me. Tonight, we learn the world champion Denver Nuggets are going to be very tough to beat in the NBA playoffs.
Breaking news, you learned it here
in the playoffs, by the way.
Magic's already jumping ahead to late April.
Today's guests, CEO and co-founder of Smack Entertainment, Constance Schwartz-Marini, Pro Football Hall of Famer Bill Cowher. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. That's a fact. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, hour number two on the program, here live in Los Angeles, California. I've truly only been here for an hour. Flew back in from New York after last night's NAB awards night for the Marconi Awards. I've got mine right here, and my cup is runneth over, quite frankly, because I just saw Constance Schwartz-Marini, who's going to be coming out shortly. She's the CEO and co-founder of Smack, she is in many ways behind the scenes in the biggest way for Deion Sanders, our guy. She's coming out to not only talk about everything going on with Prime, and she's the cover story in the latest issue of the Sports Business Journal. But there is Coach Prime coming to Amazon Prime Video, which you can see right here on Roku. She's got a lot of stuff back there.
Oh yeah. I'm kind of wondering what she got right
she
now.
She handed me a Funko.
Oh yeah.
What is this?
Oh, look at
Atlanta
that.
Falcon Deion Sanders.
No way. Oh, that's fantastic.
Now again, I would call of all of this stuff swag, but none of you are getting either of these things that are on this table right here. I don't mean that to be that aggressive. Again, I'm feeling my oats, but this is for the studio. So this is for all of us.
That's
look at that.
Look at that. Well, I got a place where it could sit.
It's
you know?
A premium vinyl figure. Of course it is. It's Deion. So there you go. Got a lot of stuff on my desk. And apparently there's stuff back there. She's going to be handing stuff out.
Did you notice my shirt today, Rich?
What do you got on?
I think this was Deion's draft day picture.
Yeah, that's him. Like not pictured Andrea Kramer sitting on the couch.
You know what I mean?
On the ESPN coverage.
There it is.
She was there for that.
Andrea Kramer.
Yeah, awesome. She was. So,
love it.
Fun stuff coming up right here on the program. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your calls in a moment. I didn't discuss this mostly yesterday. Do we decide we're going to do the top five here, or what are we doing right here, Hoskins? What do we decide during the commercial break? I'm literally asking on the air. Oh, yeah. This is breaking news, actually. Deshaun Watson is in danger of not starting again this week. It looks like it's P.J. Walker for the Cleveland Browns taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And, Florio put a post out there on Pro Football Talk throwing out there what a lot of people are thinking and saying, which is, okay, so Watson back in, let's get this correct on the timeline, back in week four after the Browns get stomped by Tennessee, right? And then the Browns go and stomp Tennessee, right? Because that was the game where they sent two tight ends in motion with Myles Garrett. Another thing, I cannot wait to talk to Myles Garrett on tomorrow's program, right? And they smoked the Tennessee Titans in that game.
Yep.
And Garrett was dominant. The offense looked terrific. And they then are taking on the Ravens the next week, and everyone's talking about, hey, it's Deshaun Watson versus Lamar for the first time. That's the proper timeline here. And he doesn't answer the bell after the coach had basically said he's medically cleared to play. And that didn't go very well for them. That was when they started UCLA's finest Dorian Thompson-Robinson and said, okay, that's when they even made a switch behind Deshaun, that if Deshaun couldn't go, they're going to get P.J. Walker going. Yep. And so Watson doesn't play in that game. Cleveland has a bye. Oh, then he'll be ready for San Francisco out of the bye, right? Nope. They win without him. Beat San Francisco. And then he comes back for Indianapolis, and he looks flat out terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, on the play on which he got concussed, and he threw an interception that was only the luck of Cleveland that the ball After further review, it looked like it hit the ground and was trapped, and it wasn't a turnover, but it was thrown directly into the teeth of the defense. He had no business doing. No zip on the ball, no nothing. And so the question is now, like, is he healthy? Is he not healthy? How long is this injury going to take? If it is a 4 to 6 weeker, then why is there a constant conversation about him playing and then all of a sudden he doesn't? Is it potentially a marriage between the two beginning to flat out fail? Buyer's remorse. And as Florio pointed out, remember the Browns were the first team that Deshaun Watson X'd off of his list of places to go?
Yeah.
Until they guaranteed every dollar. And it's like, all of a sudden, oh, Cleveland looks like a very nice place to play. So Florio put that out there. I read that on the flight home here to L.A.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
And so this apparently was all brought up to Deshaun Watson about maybe he's not playing because he doesn't want to for Cleveland. Fair or not, this is a conversation being had because it's just been weird. It's been a weird situation. Yep. Expected to play, then doesn't. Plays, isn't ready, which does indicate he wants to get out there, which is why he was saying, hey, what's up with this?
I wouldn't ever want to play. I just worked my ass off for 2 years to get back to playing. So why wouldn't I want to play? This is what I've been doing since I was 6 years old. So why wouldn't I want to play? I see the same things. I see all the narratives, this, that, the third. I mean, all that stuff is just trying to call controversy and commotion. You know, I'm fine. I'm happy. I'm not happy with the injury, but, you know, I'm in a great space mentally. I'm in a great space spiritually. Physically, everything else is in a great space except my shoulder. So we're working hard to get that back. But, yeah, why wouldn't I want to play? I don't do this for no other reason. So, yeah, I see that too. I see the whole contract situation and all that stuff. Yeah, that stuff is just for people to talk and just create narrative. So,
there you go. And the crazy thing is, based on hearing this, based on the conversation surrounding it, based on the subtext, you'd think this team's 2-4.
Right.
They're the opposite.
Right. Yeah.
So, Browns fans, you're getting through it. And guess who they play this week? 4-2 Seattle. That is some good eats right there. Can P.J. Walker go into the land of the 12s? Because, again, if he did get concussed in that game, this has nothing to do with the shoulder-wise not playing. This is the way it goes in the NFL these days. You get concussed, you don't play the next week. As San Francisco, I believe, will learn with Brock Purdy. But the Browns are 4-2. Kareem Hunt is going to be now. Isn't that amazing? He was at the crib, ATC, and now he's going to be the lead back because Jerome Ford's hurt.
Yep. At home.
And I got to tell you, man, as long as the run game is working and Amari Cooper is healthy and Myles Garrett is doing what he's doing, I'll tell you what, if they emerge from this game with P.J. Walker winning this game in Seattle, if they emerge with this win and come home 5-2 with all of this surrounding, then you should start talking about Myles Garrett as most valuable player. And I'm not just saying that because he's coming on tomorrow's program.
Well, I mean, I said it.
I know you said it, and I know, you know, again, it's tough to say a defensive player is the most valuable player in the National Football League because that's a quarterback award, as we know, or most, you know, the best offensive player who's so insane that that's not even that good of an award for that player. Hey, Browns, I know this is something that you're probably looking at and saying, why are we dealing with all this stuff? You're 4-2. You are what you are in this league. You'd think that they're 2-4, but they're not. Later on in this program, we will talk about the Colts side of that loss to the Cleveland Browns. In the meantime, let's go to the phone lines right here. Dan in Tampa Bay, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Dan? You there, Dan?
Yep, right here. Okay. I was curious on what you think, Rich, about the Chargers. I wanted to know who you think is on the hot seat the most as far as coaches this year. So Brandon Staley, their whole situation.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who, if not.
Well, I appreciate Dan. First of all, Dan, did we wake you? You good there?
No.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay.
We're all right.
All right, man. I like it. Good. I'm just checking on you. It's a welfare check on Dan. That's what I'm doing right now.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
What up, Dan? All right, Dan.
Okay. Dan's there. Okay.
Let's go.
I guess the AFC West is currently the home of the hot seat, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems like it.
I'll tell you.
Although I don't know. Honestly, it really is like what the owners think, sitting there in their suites, sitting there at their dinner parties.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have no idea. I mean, Mark Davis might be like, yeah, he's still smoking cigars with the Las Vegas Aces. You know what I mean? And just, oh, okay, you know, we'll get it right. I'm not paying dead money to Josh McDaniels, you know, the Patriot way that Warren Sapp said on What the Football, that's dead. He still believes in it. Okay, I don't know. And then it's the Spanos family, you know. They're 2-4. The whole country is going to see Justin Herbert duke it out with Tyson Bagent point for point. And if the Division II kid comes in and wins a game for the Bears in Los Angeles against the Chargers and sends them the 2-5, I don't know. I just don't think this is a team that will go and bounce a coach in the middle of the season. I just don't think so. And that will
excuse me.
No, it's all right. And one last thing is that, Dan, what, you go for it, Dan. Go for it. What's on your mind?
Well, I was going to say, this is probably meat for your next segment whenever we have a top five, you know?
Okay, bud. Look at you, Dan. He's producing. He's also calling. Thank you. There it goes. Very good.
Well, Dan might have heard yesterday when I played Start Bench Cut with Amy Trask, and one of them was Start Bench Cut.
I saw that.
Coach on the hottest seat.
I know. And so if the Chargers fall to 2-5, and if what we talked about with my alma mater keeps going on and on and on and on, and everybody assumes that this is the last dance for Jim, it's going to get loud. But you don't bounce a coach now. You don't. That just doesn't happen now. Again, you don't bounce a coach now unless you want to get in on somebody that's already sitting at home. Jim's not sitting at home.
Or someone on your own sideline.
You really think they're going to bounce him for Kellen Moore? So you really think?
Why not?
Why not?
The guy's a defensive coach, and their defense stinks.
I don't know. The two words that just don't jump to mind for the Spanos family is dead money. Just doesn't.
Or liquid cash.
Okay, look at you. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. All right, let's get Constance out here. Let's get her out of the green room. Let's start talking about Prime and Stray and everything else going on in the world of sports business. UCLA taking on Colorado this weekend right at the Rose Bowl. So much to talk about one of the most red-hot individuals of the last 40 years. That's Deion Sanders. Constance Schwartz Marini. This is going to be a lot of fun. Don't go anywhere.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. So TYK2 inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help. And Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Rich Eisen here. Let's talk about DoorDash, because we talk about it in our household all the time. Susie and I always go to DoorDash whenever we need some terrific food from our favorite restaurants, with timely, responsible, professional drivers delivering the food right to our house in a timely fashion. We use DoorDash, and now DoorDash is made even better with Dash Pass. Dash Pass is the one membership you need to get the most out of DoorDash in everyday life, because Dash Pass members get $0 delivery fees and up to 10% off eligible DoorDash orders, including groceries, drinks, personal care items, and more. Dash Pass makes delivery even more worth it, helping members save more than $35 per month on average. So put a little joy back into your schedule. We are in our house. We've signed up for Dash Pass. You should do so today and use code RICHEISEN and get 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $12 or more after signing up for Dash Pass. Subject to change, terms apply. That's 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $12 or more after signing up for Dash Pass with code RICHEISEN. Subject to change, terms apply. Sign up for more. Become a Dash Pass member today. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, we are thrilled to have here. I'm thrilled to have here for sure. Dear friend, and I'm so excited to see everything that's going on in your world. Constance Schwartz Marini, the CEO and co-founder of Smack Entertainment and the longtime rep and business partner of so many famous people that we'll get into in a moment. Good to see you, Constance.
Thanks,
how are you?
Rich. I mean, this is the highlight of my year. Thank you for having me. I'm like, I've made it. It's exciting.
Yeah, it
I'm like, it's exciting. And those are some gifts from your buddy. He said, yes, I'm sure everybody knows how close you two are, but he always says, my Richie. He was so excited.
Prime.
So that's from him.
Okay.
We coming. Now you're official.
I'm officially we coming.
Nice.
Fantastic. Why can't I hold it up? All right. Very good.
And then most important, you got the shades now. Now you're official like a referee's whistle.
Look out.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Excuse me, gents.
The gold?
Hey-o.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Constance is just bringing any old.
No, he's not. He's getting the gold.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Can't tell
I'm feeling
nothing.
It.
You better wear them Saturday.
Oh, I'll be there. Woo. I'll be there with Coop and two of his friends. It'll be great. Fantastic. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by as our friend from Smack Entertainment, the CEO and co-founder of that organization, on the cover of the latest Sports Business Journal, flanked by Michael Strahan. And look who that is. It's Anthony Smith,
yes.
Our friend from NFL Network, now part of Smack Entertainment.
That's awesome.
Around the queen herself, Constance Schwartz Marini, here on the program.
Anthony also said to tell all you guys hello.
Yes.
It's great. I mean, it's three of us from the NFL all reunited.
I mean, but it's so cool, like, to sit here and see you in the guest chair here on this show, something that you know I've been cultivating for a long time. You know all about branding. You know all about building businesses and what I'm attempting to do. And this is exactly what you have done since the first minute I met you. And when was the first time you met Prime? I never asked you that question.
Well, the very first time I met him was Super Bowl 27 in Atlanta. I was working as an assistant at the NFL where I started. And he came to the NFL Experience Kids Day. And he was with Reverend Jesse Jackson and an actor, Debo. So that was just the first time we met. It wasn't like we stayed in touch or became friends out of the gate. And where we reconnected is, I think you know this, that when I used to manage Snoop, I started the Snoop Youth Football League. And every year, Snoop's team would play the Truth team at the Snooper Bowl, at Super Bowl. And we reconnected, I think it was right after maybe Miami Super Bowl, 14, 15 years ago.
So that would be 2009, Saints-Colts, something like
that. Wow, that's impressive.
Well, I just remember these things because I also remember the Pro Bowl was in South Florida.
Oh,
that was the first time it wasn't in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I just remember doing, you know, covering that event with Dion.
Oh, yeah.
And the story I love to tell all the time is we went to the practice in Fort Lauderdale and we passed the old Yankees spring training complex, and Dion in the car goes, I think I've been here before. I'm like, Dion, like, that's where you played, you know, your minor league ball with the Yankees. That's where you had spring training. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
right.
It's like, oh,
yeah,
exactly. Like, and so just being around Dion, just seeing, you know, him live his life and be Prime and be pulled in so many different directions. I've seen it firsthand. And and so you have cultivated this with him. And so what sparked the business between the two of you? Because I know you got to gain his trust.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. So
I mean,
how did that happen?
You know better than anybody how hard it is to gain his trust. And I don't take that lightly and never have and never will.
Right.
But I just got a call from him after the Snooper Bowl. And he said, who handles Snoop's marketing? Who handles Snoop's this? Who handles Snoop that? And I said, well, I do. And I said, what's going on? He said, well, I'm looking to, you know, put a new team together because I want to start working on my brand and building businesses. Do you have any suggestions? I said, well, what about me? And he was like, oh, okay. And as you know, he would never ask. Like, I had to be the one to ask him. And it was, look, and he'll be the first to say it. I'm not saying anything that he hasn't already said. It was rough when we first started working together because, you know, Dion was Dion in the sense that he didn't trust a lot of people and maybe had a few hiccups along the way with some brand partnerships. So I just said, look, there's going to be something that comes along that I don't care if they're paying you a dollar. If it's the right brand, we're doing it. And that's how we really did establish this trust, because it wasn't about the money. It was about building the business. And, you know, here we are 14 years later, and I think it's worked out okay.
No, yeah. For him, you, and a bunch of others, including Stray, who we'll get to in a minute. But I obviously want to talk about the man of the hour and your relationship with him, because it's so fascinating to so many people right now.
I'm teary over it.
But it is. It's because, I've had a front row seat in many different ways about this. And another story that I tell about Prime, and I love telling the story, is the night he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. Not ceremonially, but found out he's going to the Hall of Fame. And I just remember the NFL Network... And I was the host of the show.
I think you were calling me, actually.
Live TV is where all the enshrinees were just got announced that they're going. And this is before they did this at NFL Honors. And we all knew Prime was getting in. I mean, he's his first ballot gets. And we're like, you know, so Dion, you know, you'll obviously show up on the NFL Network show. And the question was a moot one for him because it landed during practice. For his youth,
it was
team
actually the game. It was the Super
Snoop
Bowl.
Right,
it was the actual was, Snooper
he
Bowl.
He was getting ready for the Snooper Bowl, and that was a non-start. He was not leaving.
Nope.
He was not leaving. And they're like, "Okay, so we'll send a car for you, and you just get right in the car." And they're like, "He's like, no, I'm not going to do it." So we ended up getting we wanted to start the show with him. I mean, he's a show starter. We had to extend it until he was available, and then he showed up with his whistle
muddy.
Around his muddy.
It was the Mud Bowl.
He was a mess, and he was pissed.
Oh, yeah.
He was angry because he did not want to give off an opinion or an air to his players that his individual achievement is going to interrupt their team goals.
Right.
That's a fact. And people hear those stories about Dion. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah, really.
But that's what's the beauty of all this is he's been the same guy since you knew him back then, since I knew him back then. The kids always come first. They always came first. And that's a perfect example. And we also turned it into like the Prime version of a Hall of Fame because I got the call. I stopped the game and I had Snoop announce it, you know, which was so cool. And Supreme had made 21 pairs of special shoes for him that DJ Ski presented him. So it was just really like all love. And then, like you said, muddy as muddy could be. We couldn't get a car out. So I remember we jumped in like a team mom's tiny little two-door car. And we were just all muddy. And I was like, this is going to be so offensive when we get there. They're going to just literally look at us like Pigpen from Peanuts. But it was him. And it's a story that you remember. And
big time.
And that's what's the beauty of it. And you obviously being with him on the network, he didn't get in until Sunday mornings because he had practice or the games on Saturdays.
Yeah.
And that's... truly, when people were looking at me side-eyed, when I said he's going to go be a head college coach, I said, I'm not stupid. I understand there's a big difference between youth and high school. But if you have the same commitment, the same methods, and who better than the Hall of Famer, only person to play in a Super Bowl and a World Series, and not to mention he was recruited, he's the dad of a kid being recruited, and now he's the recruiter. And it's prime time. He's going to do it. That's why he's Coach Prime. It's
exactly.
Not Coach Sanders.
Although, I'll be straight up with you. Constance Schwartz Marini, CEO and co-founder of Smack Entertainment here on The Rich Eisen Show. I'll be straight up with you. Seriously. And Brockman can back this up. And all of us who have been exposed to Prime at NFL Network back this
exposed
up.
Exposed is a good word.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess that's a different, that's true. That is infused. Have been around Prime. That the idea of him being a coach... We saw it with the youth. We saw it. It was great. But being a coach of a college team or even, who knows, a professional team one day, we would watch him watch games. We would watch games with him. And when somebody made a dumb mistake, he would scream at the screen, cut him.
Cut him.
Cut him. Cut him.
Cut him.
Like, cut him. That's what he would scream. He would scream, cut him. And that he would basically say that he would be cut by the time he came back to the sideline if I was the coach. And I, you know, I... So when I heard the idea, like he might actually start to go down the path of being a big time coach, I'm like, okay, I got to see how this works. So is it true you were the one who pushed him in this direction?
At Constance? The NFL Network, actually. He had a shoot and I stopped by and he was, and you know how he operates. He said, listen, there's something I've been thinking about, but I have to bake my ideas before I bring them to you.
Right.
And I, with Shador leaving to go to college soon, I called my alma mater and I spoke to the AD and I sent them a letter and I want to help them recruit. I said, why would you help someone else recruit? Like, you should just be a head coach. He was like, what are you talking about? I said, why? Like, why not? And I, you know, went through just my reasoning. And it was no different than when Strahan filled in for Regis and he came back to the dressing room and I said, this is what you're going to do. So with coach, it was, this is what you're going to do. I know everyone thinks I'm crazy and I probably am half the time, but I get these just visions.
Is that how it just hits you?
Just hits me. And I'm like, this is what it we're, and now I didn't know how we were going to do it. Let me be clear. But right. I called my best friend, Jordan Bejan, who was an agent at the time, who helped a lot of people in college. And I said, you're going to think I'm nuts, but hear me out. He said, I'm in. And that's how it went.
And then Dion, you didn't have to twist his arm at all?
It took a minute, but, you know.
Because he knows this is serious business.
Serious business.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's not what he, obviously he's into it.
Right.
You know, he's doing it. But it still just does take a minute to have to steel yourself and also know that everything else that you are building for him as a brand might have to be put on the wayside.
Right.
And you didn't have to twist his arm.
I didn't have to twist his arm, but we had to prep him. You know, and someone that's here backstage, Coach Ray, we call him Pretty Tony Productions. He was with him from Truth and through the high school.
Yes.
So he's the on-field guy. I'm off-field. He's on-field. And so with Coach Ray, with Jordan's team, Hampton, I have to give Hampton a shout out. We literally did the playbook. When you go through this process of the search firms and interviewing at schools, you literally are putting this like 200-page document together on how you would prepare and what you would do if you got the team, you know, took it over as the head coach. And he was so into it. I mean, we would literally, you know, do, it wasn't really Zoom back then. So I guess it was FaceTimes or whatever it was. And just prepping him, we'd fly to Dallas to go sit down with him. So it wasn't just like overnight, let's do it. And he was so prepped. And that was the one thing that even today, a lot of the search guys will say to me is, we were so impressed by him. I'm like, but you just weren't ready and you didn't believe, and that's okay. And those are teams we look forward to beating.
And it's amazing. I love hearing that. Love it. You look forward to beating.
Love it. We're cut from the same cloth.
No, I know.
We keep receipts.
You coming too?
I'm coming too.
I noticed that.
Like, again, we're here. No, we're here now. No, I'm here in your seat.
I know that. You are here. And again, the thing that's kind of remarkable, and I'll say it, is that he's not your only client. And you've got many others, including the most, I believe, successful former NFL player in entertainment right now. And I know that I'm talking about, you know, that there's a guy currently that I'm competing against in a tank top right now. But no, I'm serious. What Stray is doing is network television, game shows, and he's still flying out to do Fox every weekend. Mm-hmm. And so you're partners with him as well while you're doing. How the hell do you have time in the day to do all this?
I don't sleep.
You don't?
Every time somebody new starts at the company, I was like, just turn your ringer off because you're going to get emails and texts from me all hours of the night. But I love it. I absolutely love it. It's a passion. It's what I'm committed to doing. And we've been at it for so long that, you know, we're all of a sudden this overnight success. But there's decades that have gone into this. And it's disruption, but it's change. And, you know, I hate playing into like, we're the first woman. I can't wait to just be the best. I don't want to be the first. I just want to be the best. So for me to come to your show was a big step for me because I've been behind the scenes for so long, but I just want to keep kicking doors down for whoever I can.
Well, you're blowing them down. you're not just kicking them down, Constance. It's the truth. So in the few minutes that we have left here, Let's talk about a little bit more about Prime. How do you respond to people who think he's doing too much outside of the realm of coaching when he's on camera?
If they only knew what we say no to, that would be too much. If we said yes to half a dozen of the things that have come in.
Right.
And he's always puts the team first. There's no end ifs or buts about it. It's always about the team. There's certain things that maybe are traditions that the school has had, but they're interfering with the team meetings and stuff. He's turning things like that down. We've shut pretty much outside of like his weekly radio and weekly TV show. We're shutting things down just because it was so insane in the beginning, not by our doing. It was, you've seen it. I mean, it was just a lot.
September was insane.
It was insane.
It was, you know, he was everywhere. But, you know, the push was also he said yes to 60 Minutes. He said yes to, you know, thankfully to me.
Of course to you. No, but, of course.
No, Fox, ESPN, got cameras behind the scenes.
Social media.
Colorado State's coach calling him out when the glasses were coming out was one of those high five moments that you're high fiving each other behind the scenes.
It's like
I'm
a marketer's dream.
I know, but and I keep saying from this chair that everything from the We Come In hoodie to these glasses to everything else is based about getting kids to the school.
Yes.
That this is showing the current generation of players that this is the new way of doing things here, and it's really up to Dion to be the old school guy behind the scenes once they get there and hold everyone accountable as opposed to everybody having their heads in the clouds because of the glasses. And I mean, again, you see Shador and Travis Hunter sitting, you know, courtside of the home opener of the defending NBA champions. Right. And so, but the pushback is like, well, they might not even be bowl eligible. What the hell are they doing there? How do you respond to that sensibility about the criticism about what's going on in Colorado?
I've learned from him. He tunes it out.
He does.
Because I'll call him and say, do you think we should respond? He's like, no. He said, we know what we're doing. And look, we all knew this was going to be a tough first season. But even when the team loses, we win. Because he's so coach prime, Dion, as you know him, about all of it. When they play like hot garbage, he tells them they play like hot garbage. He tells the media they're playing like hot garbage. And let me tell you something. I've been in those rooms after, you know, the losses. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like if the coaches and the team doesn't turn around after this, I don't know what will. And a lot of what you're seeing, whether it's, you know, the glasses or the sweatshirt, we're the ones handling it. He's not. Like, there are photo shoots that were done before the season started or at the beginning of the season. I mean, and he's so great about all of it. Like I said, because we want to do something for the women. So we have the Wear by Erin Andrews line that Erin and I do. And I said, let's do a specific prime thing. And that's what we did here. Yes, he's supporting it, but we did that shoot weeks ago. So for the critics that are coming at him now, if he was undefeated, they'd be coming at him. They'd be saying that he did things a different way and that's why he's winning or he has access to the social media or these platforms. So I've just started following his lead. I know what he's doing. I know what the student athletes are doing, the coaches are doing, and we just tune them out.
And how he looks like Colorado's a perfect fit.
It's a perfect fit.
It is.
I think he's having too much fun there. In the sense of like the cowboy hats, which you had before.
Where do those come from? Do you always wear a cowboy? You never wore around NFL Network.
Not at the NFL Network. I think he's just been able to really be who he is deep down inside, driving his tractor and wearing his cowboy hat.
Okay.
Fishing.
They had the huge Texas.
Oh, fishing.
Because I'll just say it. I mean, the sense is that he's not going to be long for Colorado either.
He's staying.
And when he said that there's no question of the NFL in his mind either, that's what he said to me here. He's like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go to the NFL professionally. I believe him.
You said it already. He's watching the games with you back at the network, and he sees something, you know, foolish happen, and he says, cut him. He can't deal with, you know, these millionaires who don't, I think, have the same commitment that he still does and he did as a player.
How many cameras are following everyone around for Coach Prime? Well, how many? What do you got going on here?
Well,
you got a whole system.
We have a whole system.
Since when?
It started. Well, this is the second season,
right?
And so we ramped back up around the spring game.
The spring game. Okay. This is when we start. Season two begins with the spring game.
That's it.
Okay.
That was it. And then there's obviously what his son. I got to shout out Bucky. I mean, you've known Bucky since he was.
Well,
a kid.
He's atop the rankings list, is he not? Is Bucky still one?
I think Bucky.
I haven't seen the latest kids ranking list.
Last list. We gotta ask him.
I think Bucky still one atop the kids.
You know that changes every few days. I mean, seriously, especially around the holidays.
Called me out for not ranking my children. Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Get out of here.
It's pretty funny.
I love it.
So, yes, we know Bucky.
Yes.
Okay.
But So Bucky's, Darius, Neely, who came with us from Jackson. Mm-hmm. Those are the three social media camera people. And then we have about three or four cameras from the doc crew, but not just on him. You know, we're following.
Sure.
Like all, you know, about, I think five of the kids have kind of really had some intense storylines.
Is Travis Hunter one of them, I imagine?
Of course.
Okay. And so I imagine we'll get inside the business of what happened in the Colorado State game.
Yes.
And the beautiful,
I was going to say,
the beautiful, I guess, coming together of both players on his social media page. I assume that's going to be part of season two.
And that's the prime effect, right? Like, no one told Travis to do that. He did that on his own.
Is that right?
And I said, that's the prime effect. So for the critics, how do you say you're doing too much when what he's teaching these kids are absorbing and they're going to be a better generation for it?
Uh-huh. Okay. And that comes out December 7th.
Yes.
What else is going on in your world? I know that's a big macro question. What else?
We've got Black Quarterback Stock coming out on Prime Video next year as well, where we're celebrating the evolution of the black quarterback that Anthony directed as well as created. So we're super happy, you know, with him. Everybody from Patrick Mahomes and Cam. Mm-hmm. Cam, as Coach would always say.
Cam. Yep. Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
So we're really excited about that one. And then we're doing the Black Entourage, as Dion's calling it for now.
Okay. All right.
Inspired by.
Scripted series. Okay.
Inspired. We partnered with Heartbeat on that one. So that'll be another fun one. So we're just, you know, obviously waiting for the strike to end so we can dive deeper into.
Well, at least the writer's strike is over, so you could start ramping that up right there.
And then your best friend Snoop Dogg's got a movie coming out, assuming the strike ends in January, called The Underdogs, that we created and he's starring in. And it's a redemption story of a retired NFL player who is a terrible human being but had the swagger of Dion.
Yes.
And he ends up coaching a youth football league.
I love it.
Love it.
It's great.
We
still have
that premiere.
It's way off camera, but I'll still bring it up. When Snoop was here for the first time, like 8 years ago, he drew up a play on the grease board. We have not erased it.
Aw, we have to see
it. It's still over there. Yeah.
That's another one of your guys. We have all these mutual friends.
I know that. I mean, we, like, what is that? We go back like a car seat, as they would say.
That's it.
And then Stray, what part of the world is he dominating next? What do we got on
What do we got? Well, we're season 7 of $100,000 Pyramids running right now.
Which, by the way, was one of my career highlights.
I was so happy we got you on. That was great.
I would love to come back if you're near, if you want to have a repeat clue givers, because I absolutely would have won somebody $50,000 if she did not read the clue directly off the... Yeah. The triangle, as opposed to giving me the clue.
And that's why you always have the contestant read the clue, so they have to be the ones that mess it up.
I
can never be the celeb.
Well, I wouldn't mess it
up. No, you wouldn't. Well, you know who's not allowed back?
Who?
Dion.
All right.
He was terrible. He was so bad. I mean, so bad.
He couldn't answer the clues?
He could answer the clues, but couldn't give them? So, no, wait. He couldn't answer them, but he was a great clue giver, but he couldn't answer them. It was the craziest thing. I forgot what the clue was, but he started saying, lollipop, We're like, what are you talking about? Like, this has nothing to do with it.
And it was, what was it? It was like radio? Like, what was it trying to describe?
It was a TV show, like nothing. And before I forget, because he's going to yell at me, he does have a book coming out. Elevate to Dominate, 21 Ways to Win On and Off the Field that
Stray?
You can pre-order now.
Who's Stray?
No, Coach Prime.
Prime.
Winning
Come on
and
he's
off
got
the
a
field.
Book, too? Good Lord.
We wrote that before the season. Wrote before the season.
I also don't think he's at the word processor. You know,
no, he's not.
You know what I mean?
We have a great Don Yeager's.
No, Don Yeager's the real deal.
He's a real deal.
You're not screwing around.
Not screwing around. Listen, it got me here. I want to come
Stop.
Back.
Stop.
This is so fun.
You're welcome here anytime.
Next time, can we drink tequila?
Oh. Is Prime making it? Because, I mean, is that the next
thing?
No,
you know he doesn't drink.
That's true.
That'll be a Stray Hand tequila.
Curse or drink?
I have a lot of trouble with that. Trust me.
He does not.
Bull junk.
Yeah. That's a commercial.
Yeah, he said that in the KFC spot.
And by the way, when you said earlier, if they play like hot garbage, he'll call him hot garbage. That's his phrase. Like, he uses those words. I've heard them all the time screaming, like, that was hot garbage. Cut him. Like, that's what he would say.
He's the same guy, just different real estate.
The most famous guy I've ever walked through an airport with.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Hands down. I mean, anybody, he would stop it. And then he would make fun of me because I say hello to all the dogs working for security in the airport. He said that he accused me of licking dogs.
The truth.
I got so many stories of him.
You need to write a book.
Oh my gosh. My favorite one is another favorite one. I could tell, I could go on and on. It was after a Thursday night game early on when we really didn't know many of the rules of the NFL. It was in Green Bay and we had to fly to Oakland. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we were waiting for the small private aircraft that had to be refueled twice.
Oh boy.
To get out to Oakland to be ready for us. And they're all taking our weights down to make sure. We were all like, you know, kissing each other goodbye, getting on the plane. But anyway, we got there safely. But before we got to the airport, Dion's like, let's all go, you know, sit at the blackjack table in this casino that's in the hotel in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know any better. Right now, that would all us all in HR hot water. Yeah. But the governors were off that early on in the NFL Network. And I just remember him sitting at the table. And one of our producers, whose name will go nameless because I don't want to drag him in right now, was playing. He was red hot in the last position. And he said he was the best third baseman he's ever had since Terry Pendleton, and nicknamed him Terry Pendleton for the rest of the trip.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
He's priceless.
The best. And Susie called him up and said, you know, Rich is turning 40. You want to come fly to L.A. to surprise him? He did. I mean.
You're his guy.
And I'm his. And I could not be more thankful for you to come in here.
Thank you.
Is going to be a big game in the Rose Bowl. Did Dion ever play in the Rose Bowl? Is this his first time at a football game
in
the
Rose
Bowl?
Let's go to your producers, and I don't know.
I bet you he did. Were one of his Super Bowls in the Rose Bowl? Did he play for Dallas? I can't tell when he played for Dallas. Was he on that Dallas team
that played in the last Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl?
The one that Michael Irvin was saying
that he went out to see Michael Jackson perform.
Right, that he went out to see Michael Jackson perform. But we have the Irvin drop about what he did to the Bills on that day too. Let's look that up because Dion in the Rose Bowl is just another. Certainly now that they're going to be moving to everybody's moving out of their current conferences, you know, this would be one of those moments to look to go. Be a nice moment in Coach Prime.
Exactly.
What'd you say, Hoskins? Did he play in that Super Bowl? He was not in that Super Bowl. No. So this might be his first foray into the Rose Bowl.
And last.
Maybe
a bowl game.
You could be. Yeah, that's right. I think some playoff games are going there.
Yep.
Okay.
I think positive.
So what else can I help you promote?
This is like a PSA for Smack. Thank you.
That's what it's for. What this segment is for.
And congratulations on your Marconi Award.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. That's exciting.
I can't believe I'm a radio man. The same way that Dion's a head coach.
Right.
Look at us.
You never know.
Look at all
your
of us.
Your kids grew up.
But we all knew you'd be a mogul. That we knew.
Ugh.
That we knew back in the day.
Work in progress.
Constance, thanks for coming on
here.
Thank you. You're local, so let's do this more often.
I love it. And thank you, guys. You're all so much fun.
Oh, man.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, they're only nice to you because they want the glasses.
They got the dog.
Excuse me.
I mean, he's not lying.
Am I lying?
Oh, you got him already.
No, he didn't. You bought them.
I bought them.
Which, by the way, for him, that's the only thing that's currently on him that he bought.
Say, Mike,
everything else is free.
I'm a swag guy.
He's a swag guy.
So is my husband.
Yeah, I'm swag. If it's free, it's me.
Oh, yeah. If it's free, it's me. I'll take three.
Yep. Is he from New Jersey, too?
Mike? No, we're both from New York.
Okay. All right.
Close enough.
All right. Constance Schwartz Marini, everybody check everything out that she does, which means watch television. The CEO and co-founder of Smack Entertainment, and watch Prime Video on December 7th because that's the second season of Coach Prime coming out right here on Roku. Back in a moment.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. So TYK2 inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyk2 has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Susie Schuster and Amy Trask present offbeat conversations and expert sports commentary as they ask, what the football?
When my family found out how long it took me to figure out why Charles Woodson named his wine Intercept, they said, there's a reason that you had trouble in school.
You know, not everyone knows, you know, when they pick up a bottle of Intercept, they don't know that I play football.
Well, what I've learned is a smooth defensive back can make smooth wine.
That's what it's all about.
What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask. The podcast is available Tuesdays, wherever you listen.
I used to know you when you didn't have what's going
when
on.
When I didn't have hair.
What's going on?
I'm back, Mortimer.
Do you think I should do this? Do you think I should do this?
I do.
Oh, wow.
You do? I do. It, Rich, it will bring you back like no other.
But where am I now, though? When you say bring me back,
where am I right now? Where am I? You're not really happy.
What?
You're enthusiastical, but you're not really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm happy with my head. Zoom in on it. I'm happy with my head right now. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with life. My hats have been cutting down. They were up to 5 days a week. Now I'm at 2 days a week now.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm feeling good about Prime right now. If I look at myself on social media, it's taken at least 9 years off of my life.
9 years?
Yes. I'm looking like a young Prime right now, man. You know, I looked at a picture of me in my profile the other day. I didn't know if it was one of my sons or me. That's the way I am right now, Rich.
Because, you know Suze, you know my wife. She's, yes, like seeing you on the air, and she goes, huh. She's like, what? Is that Dion? I'm like, yeah, that's Dion.
You know what she's really saying? She's really saying, it's almost like a guy. See, we can't do this. You know, if your girl starts to pick up a little weight, you really can't say it. You just, you know, like, hey, you want to work out today, baby? Not you, but we should work. You know, you can't say it. So she's like, is that Dion? Yeah. And she's just waiting for you to jump in there. It's like double dutch, and you just sitting out there. You know, and she has the ropes, and she's just doing the ropes, and she just keeps looking on you like, come on, baby, jump in. Come on. Rich, you can do this, man.
I know I can, but I mean...
See, you got a lot to work with on the outsides.
This is your expert opinion,
yes,
having... Okay.
See, you have a lot of hair. They call it donor hair.
Should I do it?
Do it, Rich.
Rich. Don't do it.
Do it.
Say don't do it.
Rich, do it. You should do it.
All right.
Spoiler alert, I haven't done it yet.
Imagine if you had.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Stream Westwood One. Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, folks. Sponsored by AutoZone all season long. You can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That's right. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I did not know that the idea of Dion actually starting the path of being a college coach started at NFL Network, where Constance is like hearing Dion say, I'm writing a letter to Florida State about helping them recruit because Shador is now getting out of high school. Or is that when it was? Was it? I assume that's when it was, where he's going into high school and he wants to help and start getting recruiting.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And boom. Ken Norton Jr. Pete Carroll took Ken Norton Jr. aside off the set of NFL Network too and said, how'd you like to start coaching?
Yep. So what you're saying is the way to become a coach is to spend some time in proximity with you.
Yes, on NFL Network.
On NFL Network.
Yes.
And then
they'll take them from me.
The sky keep on turning. And you'll become a coach somewhere.
Rod coached a little too.
He did for a while. Yeah. Rod is now in the booth for the Ravens.
Yep.
He was in London. I had no idea.
That's right.
At any rate, let's check out the weekly fantasy football update right now from our friend TJ Jefferson, sponsored by Prize Picks. TJ, what do you have over there, sir?
Prize Picks, what's up? So, guys, we want to get you ready for week 8 of the fantasy season. We're just going to jump right in here. You know, I like to tell you who I think is going to be him.
Who is it?
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew is him.
I'm thinking Gardner Minshew is him this week, guys. Look, he had 31 fantasy points last week
in
his start. 3 touchdowns. You know, he hits you with the shimmy every time he scored one. He was out there doing his Antoine Walker. Look, now we've got...
against the Saints, huh?
Home against the Saints. You know, and the Saints' defense is tough, obviously. We know that. But look, Jonathan Taylor, right? He sat out a few games, and now he's getting his sea legs back, it looks like. Looks like he's turning Michael Pittman. He's doing his thing. And then we have the emergence of Josh Downs last week, who had a huge week. I'm just putting it out there. If you don't have someone that you're really set on, roll with Gardner Minshew, because I think he might be him this week. And also, here's a guy, Rich, and I think you're going to like this, because he's a player that I know you keep close to your heart. I think Garrett Wilson also might be him this week.
Look,
for so many weeks of me having him as not him or to sit him out, he's playing the Giants. It looks like Zach Wilson may have gotten his stuff together.
Yep.
So let's let's roll with Garrett Wilson this
week. We need him. We need him to be him.
All right. And so now, unfortunately, we got to tell you who's not him. These are the guys that you might want to look for other, you know, players. And Calvin Ridley of the Jaguars. We really expected him to have a huge season, Chris, and he started out on fire.
He was great in the London game against the Bills, I'll tell you that.
But now it's just like, I don't know what's going on with Calvin Ridley. There's just something not clicking with him and
T-Law. At Pittsburgh.
At the Steelers. He's got to deal with Joey Porter. He's got to deal with that defense.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Calvin Ridley, I like him, but he is not him. Also, Sam Howell's not him. Last week I said he was him. He's got to go against this Eagles defense. This Eagles defense, they're just a bunch of monsters out there, Rich. We talk about the push a lot, the brotherly love, but this Eagles defense is just outstanding, and I don't like Sam's chances.
Well, he's got to score more than 7 points, because as you know, if you score 7 points, you're not going to win a lot in this league.
Exactly. 1.6%.
Because Magic Johnson taught us.
And I have the numbers.
Okay. Yeah, well done.
To back it up.
Yep.
All right, so also the might be him section, where we go with our head or our gut. I'm just going to give you two names that I think might be him going forward. That's Rashee Rice, wide receiver of the Chiefs. All year we've been complaining that we don't know who the guy outside of Kelce to take. I think now Rashee Rice is establishing himself as a guy who Mahomes is going to look to. He worked out with him in the offseason, helped get him on this team, so I think Rashee Rice is him. Also, Kareem Hunt. He's going to be toting the rock for the Browns this week. Kareem Hunt was at the crib, as we said. He comes off the couch. He's been balling. Kareem Hunt might be him, especially going forward. And there you go.
All right, TJ Jefferson, the Fantasy Football Update is sponsored by Prize Picks, the number one daily fantasy sports app. If you're ready to test your skills, join the Prize Picks community. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Bill Cowher is going to be joining us next from
Cowher Power,
CBS.
Well, I'm putting out my chin.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's coming on in support of the fantastic series. And I'm not just saying that because I narrate it on MGM Plus, which you can get right here on Roku from NFL Films Icons. Charles Woodson is featured. Jim Brown is featured. Bill Cowher is featured. Singletary is the other of this latest series and episodes of Icons available through MGM Plus. Right here on the Roku platform. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I've got a top five list. I've got also some thoughts on what Jim Irsay had to tweet out about officiating. You really get that from ownership. Hour number two in the books right here. Still here. You know, I saw last night as well from CBS, James Brown.
Hey.
He received a Distinguished Honor Award last night from the National Association of Broadcasters. You know, I would like him if he was just a little bit nicer.
JB is the greatest person.
Right?
Truly.
He really is.
There's salt and there's an earth. And he's that's him. Really, just the sweetest of the sweethearts. And they were showing video of him on the sideline of some of the CBS games. He used to do sideline reporting. My gosh, back in the day. And so he's on the NFL on CBS. And when I said goodbye to him and his lovely wife last night on the streets of New York, as we were getting ready to hop in a car to go back home, I said to him, words I've never said to you before, James, see you in Las Vegas.
Right?
True.
As the NFL Big old Super Bowl is on CBS.
Rich, I hate to do this to Mike. Seton Hall did actually win College Station of the Year last night.
I missed it.
I didn't give the award out.
No, I only presented one award for Sports Station of the Year to WBZ in Boston, by the way.
Hey, nice.
And the guy who stepped up, he's
very angry and no.
He was straight out like, say hi to your mother for me. He's like, oh. I'm so honored to win this Marconi. He left the stage and I'm like, is he from Boston?
Not a macaroni.
Every Monday, Rich Eisen and Chris Brockman react to what's happening in the world of football on Overreaction Monday.
Dolphins, Final Four AFC team.
Oh, that is not an overreaction at all. I'm with you.
You're in.
I am in. The other three Final Four teams, if you ask me to call my shot, this is the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Call your shot.
Entertainment purposes only, unless I'm right.
Yeah.
Chiefs, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens.
Ravens.
Final Four.
Overreaction Monday, the podcast, wherever you listen.